And now, back to Tesh Matters with Jeff Boggs. Phone lines are open. Reach out and touch Jeff at 367-1240.
And we are back, straight up 11 o'clock, your Mellow Joy Coffee Time, 367-1240, our phone number. If you've got a question or comment when we do have guests in the studio, we ask that you try to keep it consistent with the guest and or topic as we welcome in our friends from Iberia Crime Stoppers, Board Member Fran Henderson and Sergeant Stephen Guidry. How are you folks doing today?
Good morning, Jeff. Doing good. How are you?
Good.
Good morning, Jeff.
Fran,
doing
fine. Good to see you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
Tell us about your experience on the board, what got you involved, and what you add to the group.
Well, I think I add a woman's perspective and also a businesswoman's perspective on the board. So I hear a lot of what my clients talk to me about and are concerned about, and I do try and bring that to the board from that perspective. I want to get involved because I want our community better. That was it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Sergeant, again, good to see you again. And remind us the mission of Crime Stoppers.
Basically, the mission of Crime Stoppers programs worldwide is to bring the community and the local law enforcement agency together as one. And that's to fight the same thing that everybody wants. And that's for these bad guys who are doing these crimes to go to jail.
There you go. And again, we offer many different anonymous ways in which to offer up those tips, and we'll get into some of that in just a little bit. Fran, I'm guessing there was a board meeting yesterday, usually the second Wednesday of the month. Any board news to offer up today?
Well, it was a little bit of quiet meeting. It's the middle of the summer, and because of that, we have a lot of people on vacation, and Stephen was pretty busy with his transition part of his job going on right now. And so it was a little quiet. We talked about the fundraiser we had at the we had a pool tournament, which went very well, and we hope to repeat that next year. Basically, just a little bit of a getting in touch with each other and you know, getting ready for the next month.
I gotcha. Any success stories? Doesn't sound like we rewarded any money out, but any tips coming in?
Unfortunately, it's kind of on the decline right now, and I'm trying to use the little bit of spare time, excuse me, that I have right now to try and work on how to engage better, how to get the word out a little bit more efficiently, and to let the community know that this is a program that works 100% completely anonymously and has since the late 70s, early 80s, all around the world. I'm trying to push P3 tips as we try to do this every week, but it's an amazing software. Gives you so many different opportunities, different ways to give us your information and still remain completely anonymous.
Right. Again, the P3 app, free to download on any smartphone. Remind folks how easy it is in the setup.
Oh, I mean, if you can read and write, it's simple as that. You go to, if you got an iPhone.
Well, you're talking to my listeners. Of course they can read and write.
Of course, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely.
My listeners can.
But you go to either the App Store for Apple or the Google Play Store for your Android phone. You go to the search bar to search for your app and just type in P3 tips. You'll see it pop up at the top. It's just a blue P with a 3. Once it's downloaded, it's going to ask you for a one-time setup, basically giving yourself a 4-digit password to enter into the app so that remains anonymous to anybody who may pick up your phone. So you set up your 4-digit PIN, set up the country, state, and program. And it's going to ask you those 3 consecutive questions, of course, United States, Louisiana, and I believe our program is marked under New Iberia Crime Stoppers.
Yeah, so if you're in Lauraville and you don't see Lauraville or Iberia Parish, go ahead and do New Iberia.
Absolutely, you know, and that's going to be
an example.
For the entire parish.
Right,
I think it was
right.
Just marked incorrectly by mistake. But once you got that set up, you'll go to the home screen, which I believe is 4 or 6 little windows, button. You could click submit a tip, and then it's going to take you through the process of submitting your tip on your phone. You could also go to www.p3tips.com from any computer, tablet, laptop. to submit your web tip. All of this stuff, again, remains completely 110% anonymous, and is you can access it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
There you go, and it's got a companion web page. Do one or the other, if not both.
Absolutely, absolutely. And those tips go directly to me, so I'll be able to view it. If I have any further questions with your mobile tip, the best thing about Anderson Software's P3 tips is that I can two-way dialogue with you.
There you go.
I can ask you some more questions that I feel might need to be expanded upon, if you will, so that I can get that further information out to the proper division of the respected law enforcement agency in Iberia Parish.
And that may occur, too, if you call the TIPS hotline, 364-TIPS, 364-8477. And again, it's not that you're trying to grill somebody. You're just trying to evoke maybe something more that they may know about it that can help.
That's exactly right. Don't feel offended, threatened, or anything of that nature if you call the TIPS line and they're asking you question after question after question. I know it might sound a little scary, but all they're trying to do, all I'm trying to do when I'm in the office, is get as much information as I can. Because the more information we have, the more likely it is that an arrest is going to be made.
And the better chance that they might get some reward money.
Money.
You know?
Money, money, money. It's cash money. It's not a check. It's not a money order. It's cash.
Find some guy in a trench coat to deliver it. Nobody. We don't go into how we keep that anonymous, but trust us, there is an anonymity even in getting you that cash.
That's exactly right. There's a very specific, special set of instructions that only the tipster and I will know how to obtain that reward money.
So again, feel good about its being wholly anonymous. Also, IberiaCrimeStoppers.com. Don't want to forget about that, as well as an opportunity to relay a tip.
That's exactly right. If you go to our website at www.IberiaCrimeStoppers.com, you can see in the top right portion of the home page, there's a little button to submit a tip, and it'll take you directly to our program's P3 Tip Software website.
There you go. Fundraising always an issue to keep all those apps and websites going, the phone line going. I know, Fran, that's a big part of what the board does is raise funds. You talked about the previous fundraiser. Anything else coming up?
Well, we have kicked around a lot of things. We've talked about a softball tournament. We talked about the pool tournament, and then finally did decide to do that. We had a great partner with the Emerald Billiards Club, Mr. Email of Hulan.
Yes,
Keith.
Keith
Hulan, yes, and he was so good to work with and really supported us. So I think what we may do, one of our ideas, is take that and expand it some more. We didn't have it on a very good weekend accidentally because there was some tournaments going on in Lafayette. But there is a large group of people that love to play pool in this area.
Certainly see them Wednesday nights in and around the various pool leagues at Bourbon Hall or other locations, those kind of things. It's an avid sport.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah, so it was a fun time to do this, and so everybody was excited about repeating it. So we're going to concentrate on that, maybe make that one our bigger fundraiser, and we're just trying to figure out. Every nonprofit is looking for money, and they're trying to figure out inventive ways and new things to get that money in and to help the community.
Yeah, and certainly you can drop a check in the mail if you want to donate. P.O. Box 11235, P.O. Box 11235, the zip in New Iberia for that, 70562. So. And I've always got that information here. If anybody needs it repeated, don't hesitate to do so. Don't drop a check off here, though. I don't want to be responsible for that. But I know at your office.
You're more than welcome to come to my office, the Big White Courthouse, 300 Iberia Street, Suite 120. If you check in with the receptionist, as soon as you walk up the big stairs, you come to the fork in the road, if you will. Straight left or right, you go right. Check in with the receptionist, see if I'm there real quick. And
if not, you can drop it with her.
And she will be sure to get it to me.
Yeah. So again, any bit big or small, it all adds up.
That's exactly right. Yeah. As the old saying goes, a penny saved is a penny earned.
And it is tax deductible, Fran.
Absolutely. Our CPA 100%, yes.
There you go. So again, make that donation and maybe help solve some crimes.
That's exactly right.
You know, we're all affected by it. And you mentioned, just in the opening, indirectly or directly, we're all affected by crime, whether it's the price of groceries going up because a store is robbed or insurance and those kind of things. So, it's in all of our interest to keep our eyes open and looking at Sergeant Stephen Gittery, let him know and other in law enforcement. Again, if you witness a crime going on at the time, you want to call the sheriff's office. You want to call 911. But after the fact, if you discover something, that's when you want to offer up that tip.
That's exactly right, Jeff. If there's something in progress, that's definitely the time to call 911, especially if it's an emergency. After the fact, you walk by a crime scene and you hear somebody talking about something and you overhear them, that's when you can give us a contact.
Yeah.
Call us, send us your web tip, however it may be, however you choose to do it, because we give you all these different opportunities, all these resources to use that are easy and free. Let us know about it.
Yeah, and, I know you encounter situations. We had that situation with the shootings that I think were in last week's or the week before is featured crime of the week, where, a witness while the police are there investigating, they may not want to go and talk to them because they don't want to be called out as a potential witness or a snitch. So that's, again, when you guys come into play with Crime Stoppers, give them that chance after the fact.
And that's exactly right, Jeff. I know a lot of people don't wish to speak to law enforcement, especially on an active crime scene, and that is completely understandable. We get that. We do. All of law enforcement gets that. We understand. But if you have all of that information and don't wish to speak to law enforcement or give your information anonymously to Crime Stoppers, then you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
And that's the issue that we're having right now. What we want to do is we want to work together, not against each other.
Yeah,
and it seems like a lot of positive and positive magnets, We're pushing like this, but we need to reverse one of those magnets. Oh, I'll hit your mic, sorry. So that we can connect together, work together, and feed each other information so that we could get all this bad stuff behind us.
Yeah, and again, just want to remind folks, as the new Iberia Police Department comes online, and again, they hit the payroll on Monday. The Crime Stoppers isn't going to change. That's still nothing new there.
Nothing new there at all. Crime Stoppers is still going to be Crime Stoppers. We're just going to have a new agency to work with, because we already work with Generette PD, Delcom PD, and the Sheriff's Office. Let's welcome a new one in, the NIPD, and I believe Mayor DeCourt said that he was going to see about getting a representative for that agency for Crime Stoppers.
Very good, very good. Any other news to talk about before we get into the featured crime?
I don't think so.
All right.
Not from here.
Of course, it is up on the Facebook page. We encourage folks to check out the Facebook page. Again, Iberia Crime Stoppers on Facebook. You have posted today's Crime of the Week, and it's already started airing, I assume, on Channel 15. And
correct.
Again, especially because you see the featured Crime of the Week, you think maybe that's the only one we're going for. But again, any criminal activity.
Anything.
We feature one for whatever reason, its prominence, its cold case status, that maybe a bit of information came up, but it's still not the whole piece to the puzzle. Whatever the case, there's a featured crime of the week, but please, any criminal activity.
Exactly, Jeff. With the summertime among us, we all want to kick back, relax, and enjoy the sunshine. We also want our children to go out, play, and enjoy their vacation. But with that being said, I'd like to go over a simple ordinance to keep everyone out of trouble and make the most of their summer vacation. City of New Iberia still has a curfew in effect for those 17 years of age under 17 years of age. They cannot be without a parent or legal guardian past 10 p.m. during the week and midnight on Friday and Saturday nights. To the parents, be sure you know where your children are supposed to be at all times and check in with them throughout the day to prevent them from being arrested for curfew violation. And with the South Louisiana summertime heat out here, I just want to encourage everybody out there, if you're going to be outside playing hard, drink lots of water, stay hydrated, start learning the signs of dehydration so that maybe you could prevent it, so that you don't end up having to go to the hospital to get checked out.
There you go. What if there are recommendations when you see obvious under 17-year-olds out and about after that curfew? Is there something citizens should be doing? Or
yeah, I mean, you could definitely contact the sheriff's office, non-emergency line at 369-3711. So many numbers in my head. 369-3711. That's our sheriff's office non-emergency number. I'm not sure what the PD's number is going to be come July 1st. So I could give you the information from now until July 1st.
Right.
But 369-3711 is our sheriff's office non-emergency line. You could call and just say that you believe a bunch of juveniles are walking around. You know, it's midnight. You may have gone outside to take your trash out or something like that. See them walking around in a neighborhood.
And they're not always up to no good.
And that's exactly right.
You know, so you handle that with caution, saying, again, don't know if they're up to any problem, but you know, maybe you stop by and say hello.
Exactly. And I mean, I know children want to go out. It's summertime. It's their summer vacation. It's their time to relax and do what they want, and that's okay. That is okay. I'm not trying to ruin anybody's fun or spoil anybody's fun, but if that juvenile is with a parent or guardian, there is no curfew for them because they are with their parent or guardian. But if they're out alone, that's when we need to have the parents step the game up a little bit. And that's why I'm saying, you know, check in with them, make sure you know where they are, and make sure that they're home in time or at the friend's house that they're sleeping over at or whatever it may be.
There you go. Before we let you go, anything else you want to add to any of this? Or at least remind us the different opportunities to leave those anonymous tips on any criminal activity.
Absolutely. You could go to www.p3tips.com, submit your web tip there where I'll be able to two-way dialogue with you. You can download our free P3 Tips app from the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. One-time setup, and you start submitting your tips. Something that I do want to put a little asterisk on is through the website, p3tips.com, and the apps. It's each tip that you give is going to have a separate tip number or a tip ID and a password. Just make sure you write down or remember the tip ID and the password for each tip that you have, because each one is going to have a different one.
Okay, so for instance, when you use the app, that doesn't stay in that app somewhere that you could go back and refer to?
I haven't checked that personally. What I do know, though, is that they will be there. Like your tips in kind of a list form will be there, but they're only categorized by numbers. If you click on it, you're going to have to enter in that password for that specific tip.
Yeah.
To either add additional information or two-way dialogue.
Okay. And again, when you set it up, too, you get a password, or you provide the password, so that's another password you want to remember.
That's exactly right. The one who downloads the app initially sets up their own PIN, and that's every time you open P3 Tips on the app, it's going to ask you for your PIN every single time.
Yeah. So again, write those down in a safe, secure place, along with all your other passwords for all your other devices and everything else. And don't always use the same one. Good advice there.
Absolutely.
Fran, any final thoughts from the board?
No, the board is just excited about the beginning of the New Iberia Police Department, because we know the Sheriff's Department can always use extra help, and we're excited about the possibility of getting our community safer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Again, folks, 364-TIPS, 364-8477, the P3 app, IberiaCrimeStoppers.com, P3Tips.com. No excuses not to find a way to leave that anonymous tip. Folks, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.